Today is Monday, August the 10th, 2015, and my name's Adam. I am your geeky gay, and I haven't been around. I haven't done a podcast for, I don't even know how long. It's been, 3 years. You'll hear me over at dubiousintent.com, but you haven't heard me here in quite a long time. So I thought I would start back doing a podcast, a solo podcast. And as any of you who've listened to me in the past know, it's very hard for me to do a solo podcast. I feel like it's stupid. I feel like it's hard to just talk to myself. But I really want to get in the habit of doing it. And I thought, oh, I'm going to do video. And I got all into that and never actually released very much video. And I even have a studio here that has all of the accoutrement or whatever you want to call it to do video, and it just takes so long to do video that I haven't done it. So anyway, I just thought, well, you know what? I'm going to start back doing an audio podcast, and we'll see how that goes. Maybe add some segments, maybe do it from the car sometimes, maybe do it from the house sometimes. And I want you guys to know, I sat here for like, I don't know how long. It was, I'm going to say an hour, maybe an hour and a half, looking for the opening music, which I want to change because this opening music, even though I love it, is from a previous show that I used to do. Any of you who've listened to me before know that I used to do the Adam and Maddie show, and that opening music is from that show. So anyway, I need to figure out some new music. So if anyone has any ideas, on some new music that I can use, then you can certainly let me know. But I'm going to use that for now until I find something else. So I wanted to talk about a couple of things. This is going to be a short show, or most of them will be short, maybe 20 minutes or less. But I wanted to talk about something. I've had a conversation with my co-host on Dubious Intent. You can go over to dubiousintent.com and you can listen to all of my 163 episodes with Daniel. But, as we continue, we'll have more, obviously. But what I wanted to talk about is we've had a conversation about the Confederacy and monuments. And as a lot of you know, I'm Southern. I come from a conservative background. I come from, a Christian background. I come from a, whatever. Some people might call it a bunch of hicks. I live in Arkansas. And so, I come from a fairly not liberal background. And we got into a heated conversation about a monument. Which I'm going to admit now is a Confederate monument, and I'm not a history buff, so, I have opinions, but I probably should read more about specific things before I form opinions. But what I wanted to say is there is a lot of debate on this, and I don't really want to go into that debate, but what I wanted to talk about was, the fact that, the issues that I have with arguing. And I've never been a big arguer. My family, my father's side of the family, they're all a bunch of know-it-alls. They all think they know everything all the time. And me growing up, being gay and being, being trying to be Christian and gay and in the closet and out of the closet and having all these different friends, some friends that were Christian and very conservative that I really couldn't be gay around. And, some friends that were very gay and I couldn't really be Christian around. And I've always been this people pleaser, I didn't want to, I've always had this fear of rejection. And so I've kind of remained, some people, actually a lot of people would probably describe me as a shallow individual. And actually, that's not true. I'm a very deep individual. But from a conversation that I had last night after DI Plus with Christina, who's on the Greetings from Nowhere podcast, we had a therapy session with between Christina and Daniel. She was like the therapist between Daniel and I. And one thing that I brought up that I've probably never said to anyone is I remain at the shallow level. And I think a lot of the reason I remain at that shallow level is because of the fact that I have this subconscious fear of rejection. And I don't really want to go into my viewpoints and my opinions on things because I start having this subconscious fear of, you know, are these people going to reject me? What's going to happen? Am I going to lose a friend? Even last night, Daniel made a comment that, you know, he didn't, if he couldn't get into these kind of conversations with me, he didn't know what that said for our relationship, or he's going to correct me if he listens to this, but he made a comment along those lines. And the first thing that my brain told me was, is he saying that he doesn't know if he can be your friend anymore? You know, like, is he going to reject you? And that was nothing on Daniel. That was totally my brain saying, hey, you know, if you disagree with him or you say something he doesn't like, maybe he's going to reject you, you know, just like people who don't think you should be gay, or, you know, gay people who don't think you should be a Christian, or whatever the case may be. So, I don't know. That's just been on my mind a lot recently, and I won't get into, you know, maybe in future episodes I can get into my viewpoint on that, but I really don't want to rehash that. A lot of you who listen to this probably listen to DI Plus anyway, so you've heard that over and over. But if you haven't heard Greetings from Nowhere, you guys should definitely give it a listen. You can go over to Pride 48 and you can find the feed for it and everything and the website information for them. They are a part of the Pride 48 network. So anyway, we're getting ready for Pride 48 and I'm really excited about it. This is going to be, it's not going to be the final year, but this is going to be the last year in a row that we're going to do something in Vegas or in person. I feel like, you know, the in-person event will come back, but we're going to take a year break, a two-year break. We're not sure yet. But, you know, it's a lot to ask the listeners to come every year to maybe do their only vacation that they have, you know, as part of the Pride 48 weekend. Some people can only afford one vacation a year. They only have enough vacation time at work to do one vacation a year. And so we made the decision to, you know, we're going to take a break after this year. We are going to continue to do the From Home event and possibly even expand that into more. I would like to see us do two events a year, at least for the From Home, because that one is going strong and, you know, it's very easy. It doesn't cost anyone anything. You know, just maybe a little promotion on your show to say, hey guys, you know, we're doing a live event next weekend or whatever. So I would like us to see us expand that and then work on maybe moving the location to have a nice change in a couple of years for a live event. But I'm really excited. We are going to have a fantastic event. I decided I'm going to sponsor an event during this, to go to Puppetry of Penis. So, that's going to be on Saturday and I'm hoping to rent like a Hummer, a party Hummer and, take us. But anyway, it's going to be fun. It's not sexual at all, but it's two naked, cute men with their penises in their hands for 90 minutes. So it can't be bad. It can't be all bad. Anyway. All right. Well, that, you know, so I don't know. Other updates. We're getting a Whataburger here. For those of you who listened to me before, it's this fast food place that I loved when I lived in Dallas. And we're getting one here. And we actually got one 30 minutes away that opened up about a month ago. And I've eaten there a couple of times, but I'm trying to lose weight for Pride 48. And so I didn't eat there as much as I normally would have because I was trying to lose weight. I don't know. You know, I don't know what all was happening the last time I recorded. I should go back and listen to that. Mark and I are still together. I believe we were together when I did the last show. If not, Mark is a wonderful guy that I met here. He is from the Philippines originally, and he is over here working. And we have a dog, Sydney, who I didn't have last time I was doing the show. She's a Shih Tzu. And we have been living, we're on our third year living in this house that we live in. So a lot of stuff is going on. I assume most of you have listened to DI Plus, so you know what's going on in my life. But anyway, so I'm going to end it here. I just wanted to put something out there to start out with to kind of let people know that I'm going to be doing this again, hopefully on a weekly basis, hopefully more than once a week. But I need to work out some segments and, you know, kind of a little more of a format to what I'm going to do than this. But I just wanted to put it out there because I felt like if I didn't put it out there, you know, that I wasn't gonna do it. So anyway, you can email me. I honestly don't remember what the email address was. You could try. I'm not even gonna say that. You know, I've still gotta work on the website. So if you wanna email me and ask any questions or tell me what you'd like, this is gonna be a personal journal podcast. I think there is gonna be a video aspect, but it's gonna be more tech how-tos and stuff like that I'll post on a YouTube channel. So I'm going to work on that. And I'm just going to kind of intertwine everything that I want to do into one thing. I was going to try to do multiple projects and you know, have a how-to tech video program and a Geeky Gay, which was going to be a personal journal kind of diary thing. I'm going to kind of combine that. So this audio thing will be a diary of a Geeky Gay or whatever you want to call it. But for other things I want to do, things that I want to release as video or whatever, I will just have a video channel on YouTube that I can do that on. So stay tuned. We will see what happens. You can email me for now, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. And that is where you will be able to reach me, and I will read your emails on the show. I'm thinking 1 to 2 times a week, hopefully 2 times a week at maybe no more than 20 minutes. So we'll see how that goes. I love podcasting, but it's really hard to get myself in here and talk to myself for 20 minutes. Maybe I should do it live on the Pride 48 Network. I don't know. It seems kind of weird sitting here like with the chat room and just talking to them. I don't know. I have this problem doing things by myself, but I want to get over it because I really want to keep doing this and get better at it, at doing it by myself. So anyway, email me, have a listen. And I will see you next time.
I'm about to whip somebody's ass. About to whip somebody's ass. Oh, if you don't leave me alone, you're gonna have to send me home. 'Cause I'm about to whip somebody's ass.
This show is part of the Pride 48 Network. Find more shows over at pride48.com.